Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
There are a ton of stories in the news of weird little things, freak injuries, freak accidents. There's 2,300 Americans every year, or at least in 2017, were hospitalized by pizza.
Yeah, pizza alone. In the presence of pizza.
How?
It's most of them, dude, it's because people are eating in bed and they're reaching over to grab a slice and fall out or they pull a muscle. I always thought it's because they're burning their lip, but it's reaching for pizza.
It does say there are.
Or pizza cutting.
U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission estimates that thousands of Americans went to the ER for pizza-related injuries.
I know. Right?
Can we just do a whole hour of that?
On pizza? So.
Pizza-related PRIs. Cuts, burns, slips and falls, and falls from bed are the main culprits
for pizza
injuries.
Thousands of
That's
people.
A freak accident. Yep. If you got to call your boss and go, yeah, I'm going to be out for a month because...
To me, pizza, if I'm going to eat in bed, that's not a...
What do you eat in bed?
Well, I don't ever actually eat in bed, but a pizza would not be probably my first choice.
Mm.
You're going with the grease?
I've eaten a lot of different things in bed. And I've made the mistake of eating like Cheez-Its, which then you're rolling around and you're basically, you're like fried chicken. You have little crumbs all over. By morning, it's just all stuck
nasty.
To you. Anything crunchy like that is a bad idea. I've had peanuts in bed.
Yeah, that's just don't even.
I feel like nothing can fall off a pizza except maybe a whole pepperoni.
Okay, but still it's hot. There's juice and there's grease. Then you pull the cheese and then there.
Yeah, you're assuming it's hot.
Mm. Oh, that's right. You're cold pizza.
Cold pizza, I would eat it any day.
All right.
So I'm never going to get harmed by my pizza.
Harm.
I want everyone to
pizza
know.
Harm.
There's no pizza harm in this Casa de Slacker. I don't know who Sean Kelly is. You know who he is?
He's a relief pitcher. Major leagues.
You look at you.
I forget
he's
what
he's an
team.
Oakland Athletics relief pitcher. His freak accident, he nearly cut the tip of his thumb all the way off while he was washing a sharp knife.
Yeah, that's his pitching hand. He was doing the dishes. I know.
It is?
Yeah.
Dishwasher, bro?
I was going to say.
You got a major league ball contract and you don't have a...
And I'll rinse a knife under the water, but I won't wash the knife anymore.
You don't?
You put it in the dishwasher.
Well, I mean, fortunately for you, I doubt you ever cut anything, so it's probably true. What do you cut at your house?
I will some spam. You have to slice the spam. What? Yeah.
Please say you're not being serious.
I'll usually use a butter knife, but
really,
sometimes I'll use...
You're doing that to make me feel weird.
No, it's spam. I don't cut vegetables.
But you do... You eat spam for real?
Yeah.
You still do? I thought you were kidding.
No, spam spread. Usually it's the spread, but now I'll resort to the why are you freaking out?
And then what
out?
Do you do with it?
Eat it.
Do you cook it?
You can. I don't. Just put
you
it on
just
sandwich.
Cut a slice of this cold gelatinous weirdness.
Put it on Wonder Bread with some mayonnaise and make a sandwich.
Oh my God.
Anyway, so I'll rinse a knife, but I won't.
You only rinse the cold gelatinous? God,
hey,
I am never eating anything
quick,
at your house.
On those cooking shows, or can you chop?
Yes.
And you tuck your knuckles?
Yes, you tuck your knuckles, yes.
Okay.
That's
probably what he was doing. No, he was washing the knife.
He was washing
after.
It, and it's like, because if you have a really good knife, I've done this. I haven't cut my hand, but you take the sponge and you're running it along.
See, something like
but
that.
But it'll, if it's a really good knife, it cuts through the sponge and it'll cut through
right,
you.
Right,
it's
through you.
And you're like, oh, God, yeah, that's
I'll
bad.
See him doing, I see him, he did that.
That's a freak accident. He's lucky his fingernail kept the knife from completely severing his thumb. The top of his thumb.
Yeah, I don't like that.
And that's apparently that your thumb is part of your release of your ball.
All that.
When you're pitching.
Vital.
So here's another one we found off the interweb. Somebody accidentally superglued their tongue to the roof of their mouth. That's a freak accident.
That's like, oh, God.
Here's what happened. No cap was on it. It was one of those twist open ones, and they thought it had the cap on it, so they put it in their mouth to twist it, and the cap wasn't on it. It was and I guess it just immediately... Your mouth is wet. Super glue won't dry when it's wet. What?
It can do anything. It does everything, doesn't it? So that's how they did it. They went
it was stuck to the roof of their mouth, and the doctors couldn't get it off, so they basically had to cut it off of their mouth.
Oh, the roof of their mouth?
Mm-hmm.
Just eating a bowl of Trix that just rips up the roof of your... They had to cut...
That both the roof of their mouth and their tongue were screwed up. Had to keep their tongue wrapped in a bandage for 2 weeks.
Get out!
Could only consume food through a straw.
So they had to put like one of those cones on your tongue, like they do your dog after...
Yes, the big...
That'd be weird. It'd be awkward.
I believe, inadvertently, you've created a billion-dollar industry.
Tongue cone?
Yes. Have you hurt your tongue in some sort of freak pizza accident or Cap'n Crunch injury? Come by Slacker and Steve's Cone Palace. We have cones for any part of your body.
I think that's a palace.
Is your junk hurt?
Oh, cone.
Buy a junk cone.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage.
Junk cone. Oh, my God. For real? Tongue cone is better than junk cone.
Well, one can open for the other.
Yes. Yeah, tonight I think tongue cone should open up. All right. We're down with it. Some other person said they were at the club with their friends. Friend dropped a drink. Someone working there asked to move so they could mop it up. Right into the drink puddle, they stepped, slipped, tore their ACL.
Oh, blew out their knee over a drink puddle.
From a vodka tonic puddle.
Tequila sunrise.
How'd you tear your knee out?
Get some street cred.
Vodka tonic. Think it was Tito's, though, so yeah.
It's heavy duty.
That's good vodka right there. So if you've been part of a freak accident, we want to hear your story. Paula?
Yay.
Freak accident.
I was washing dishes, and I will put my hand in the sink, and I cut myself on an ice cube.
Okay.
On an ice cube?
On an ice cube.
How does that happen?
Don't ask me. It was a freak accident.
So you use the ice cube to like stop the bleeding.
Yes, it's like the thing that hurt me, I needed to cauterize my wound with. Right. Wait, that's not cauterize, it's the opposite. I've had some sharp ice cubes, but never
some running with ice, huh?
Yeah, I mean, you need the spheres.
I was trying to look for the dishes. I was at work and I was looking for the dishes inside the sink, and I put my hand across and there was some ice. Somebody had just dumped a whole thing of ice bath in there. And it just cut my finger.
Slacker, actually, you a Manhattan ice balls. That's what you should be, because they're smooth.
That's what you need. The big spheres?
Those spheres.
No one will be harmed.
And the spheres.
Sue?
Hi.
Freak accident.
I was at a Halloween store shopping for my son's costume. My contact was bothering me. I went into my purse to get my contact solution.
No.
Oh, no.
And I grabbed my nail glue.
No, what?
Into my eye.
You put my eye
closed. Oh, the contact shriveled up.
Wait, you said liquid nails?
Oh, yeah, no, like the nail glue, the what holds the nails on.
Nail glue that you put on your nails for fake nails.
Yeah, no, that's not good.
Sue.
Yeah, that's a freak accident. Oh, but they put them in similar containers. That's like an industry thing where it's like nothing that goes in your body should look like something that shouldn't go in your body. You know what I'm saying? Like toothpaste and preparation H are in a similar tube.
That is.
And I've heard of many people.
The sad thing is I've done it twice.
Okay.
Sue, what?
Now that's on you.
That, okay.
Yeah,
oh, my God. That is a freak accident. Bonnie?
Yay.
Freak accidents.
Okay. I was hiking in New Mexico, and I climbed up on a rock cliff and was next to a hollow petrified log, and a pack rat came out onto my sweater, and it was stuck on me, so I was trying to get it off, and I fell off the cliff.
And you fell off it with the rat. It broke your foot.
And all the rat's friends are like, we dared him. I didn't think he'd do it. It's awesome. He knocked her all the way off a cliff. Are you okay?
Yeah, what happened?
Yeah, actually, I was injured forever. It was about 5 years ago, and my knee is still messed up, and I landed on my head, so my face got all scratched up. Luckily, that healed fine.
What happened to the sweater and the rat? Everything else?
Yes, we need closure on all the bit part players in your...
of the cliff. I threw my sweater off and kind of fell, and then this rat was up top with my sister.
Wow.
Wow, that's wicked,
that's a freak accident, all right.
Yeah.
Alex?
Yay.
Freak accidents.
We used to play with those paper cutting boards.
Oh, no.
As if they were guillotines.
Yep.
We were really young, home alone and everything. My brother actually cut most of the way through the tip of his pinky finger.
Yeah.
On purpose? Because you were playing. You were.
No, well, we, like, you know, the little G.I. Joe, the little army classic characters, we would always put them in and cut their heads off.
Off with your heads, infidel.
Right. But he now doesn't have a fingernail. Scar tissue is just gnarly. I mean, he's got a mingled pinky. Can't even feel.
Who was controlling the cutting thing at the time? Was it you or him?
It was me.
Oh, boy.
I like how your parents, when they leave you alone, they give you a cutting board.
No,
like, here,
that is, there is that. It's like, play with this.
It was the 90s. So.
That doesn't explain it away. They still knew a sharp knife hurt finger.
Dang.
Right.
It's definitely a freak accident. Was the army guy okay?
Yeah, actually.
Yeah, as long as he left out
unscathed that day. Thank you for the call, Alex. Savi.
Yeah.
Freak accidents.
So when I was in fifth grade, I was making myself lunch on the weekend, and I was using meat cutting shears to cut open a package of meat, and I slipped and stabbed a hole in my hand.
I've done that more times than I can count.
Yeah, and my parents weren't home, so I called them saying, oh my gosh, I have a hand in my hole, or a hole in my hand.
And that's a totally different meaning, by the way.
Yeah. And they didn't necessarily believe me entirely. They thought I was over-exaggerating, so they're like, we're going to wait until we go home. We'll look at it then. And so when they saw I had a hole in my hand, they obviously took me to the hospital. But the time window for stitches in your hand is 4 hours. And so instead of getting stitches, I had to stick a syringe in the hole for the next 2 weeks to clean it out.
What?
There's really a window, right? Like, for how long before things start to like crunch over in the nerves and stuff.
Right. So you're vegan now, I bet.
You're a vegan.
I'm done with meat and the scissors.
Meat scissors for sure. I never even heard of a meat scissor.
I was going to ask you, you're the chef guy.
I don't know what a meat scissor is. I just use regular scissors. I guess I'm, thank you for the call though, Savi.
Wow.
Amy.
Yeah.
Freak accidents.
So I was in Mexico with my husband and son, and we were walking along the beach at the resort. You know how they have all the lawn chairs and stuff, and it was just a packed beach. And I looked out into the ocean, and I saw an unmanned jet ski flying towards the beach. And I was like, what in the heck is happening? And I told my husband, look, what is going on? And he yelled, watch out. And the thing hit the sand and flew up into the air and hit this guy in the head who was sitting on one of the chairs.
Whoa.
And then slammed into a concrete wall.
The jet skis have the fail-safe thing where the second you fall off, stop.
I was going to ask.
They thought that they may have, like, rigged it or something, because the thing that goes around your hand that's supposed to stop it was in the keyhole.
So the
and it's supposed to also stop if nobody's holding on to the handlebar.
Yes, we've been pushing down on it or whatever.
Dang!
My God!
It hit the concrete wall and it was still running.
Somebody rigged that to like fly into.
Ooh, I'd be like, free jet ski.
Yeah.
Wow. After you peel it off your face.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.